As you know, we've made a start on a series on cleansing. Last week we were thinking about the passage where Jesus goes and cleanses a temple. And we thought about the physical temple, the building in the Old Testament. And then we thought about that as being Christ's body in the New Testament. And also we thought of it as being our body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? So we're going to the Old Testament just now, to Psalm 32. Our house group has been, we're making our way through the Psalms. Next week we're Psalm number 7. We've a long way to go. Keep us going for a while. 3 years altogether, really. And especially when we get to Psalm 119. We'll probably spend about 6 months on that one. But anyway, we're here on this series on cleansing. And I just want to entitle this one this morning, Our Confession, because it's a psalm about us confessing our need of God. So Our Confession. It was the former Archbishop of Canterbury, one of them, Archbishop Michael Ramsay, who once said, "Confession is simply self-criticism in God's presence." Self-criticism in God's presence. We come into God's presence and we criticize ourselves. And we look at ourselves and we say, well, how well have I done? Well, I've done well in that, but I haven't done well there. So I'm going to just acknowledge that before God and say, I'm sorry. That's what confession is. It's acknowledging our failures before God. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells the story of two men. One of them trusted in himself, and the other one trusted in God. So, as the story goes, they both go into the temple, and the one who trusts